Nolte, director of The Marvels, walked away from her own movie. By John Nolte on November 2, 2023. More bad news is out for the Disney grooming syndicate, with news leaking that the director of The Marvels walked away from her own movie. The Marvels opens next week and is tracking to be a box office catastrophe. The day cult that runs Disney/Marvel actually thought it would be a good idea to team up two people no one likes, Brie Larson's Captain Marvel and Ms. Marvel, in a $275 million feature film. Now news is leaking that Nia DaCosta, director of The Marvels, walked away from her own movie during its ongoing post-production troubles that reportedly included 4 weeks of reshoots and disappointing test screenings. Yes, superhero movies generally require reshoots, but not 4 weeks. Holy moly. 4 weeks. Stop me, I can't stop laughing. Far Left Variety says. Directed by Nia DaCosta, The Marvels unites Larson's heroine with two super-powered allies. Teyonah Parris' Monica Rambeau, introduced in the 2021 Disney Plus series WandaVision, and Iman Vellani's Kamala Khan, first seen in the 2022 series Ms. Marvel. But instead of seamlessly building on the success of Captain Marvel, this move resulted in 4 weeks of reshoots to bring coherence to a tangled storyline. Then eyebrows were raised again when DaCosta began working on another film while The Marvels was still in post-production. A source involved in the production told Variety, "If you're directing a $250 million movie, it's kind of weird for the director to leave with a few months to go." DaCosta had no comment on her behavior, which speaks volumes. How difficult would it have been for her to say, "I had a hard start date on my next film. I'm in daily contact with Kevin Feige regarding post-production and trust his judgment entirely. The Marvels is spectacular, I'm proud of it, and audiences are going to love it." Instead, silence. Delicious silence. The Marvels is Nia DaCosta's big studio break, her chance to sit at the table with the players. Prior to that, her biggest movie was the 2021 Candyman remake. So for her to jump the Marvel ship? Wow. She didn't exit silently, either. "It is a Kevin Feige production, it's his movie," she told Vanity Fair in September. "So I think you live in that reality, but I tried to go in with the knowledge that some of you is going to take a back seat." If she walked off knowing she had to distance herself from a bad movie created by Feige's interference, good for her. You don't make a big deal out of hiring a black woman to make a Marvel movie, enjoy all the accolades that move wins you in the press, and then come along as the powerful white guy to erase her vision. This kind of tokenizing is maliciously unfair to DaCosta. Anyway, The Marvels is looking more and more doomed by the day. So get ready for Disney to do what it always does when one of its woketard movies flops. Smear us normal people as toxic fans who hate women starring in action movies, even as we watch Aliens, Resident Evil, Foxy Brown, and Terminator 2 for the 100th time. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.